the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Lon Tay. He is Jeremy Warner.
Hey!
We do this every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. For the most part, when the Cardinals don't interrupt, they won't tonight. They play at 6:20 as the pregame. So you'll hear that tonight. First pitch is 7:15 in St. Louis. Oh, the woeful Cardinals. They are struggling right now.
Well, and they're getting attacked by moths. So this is never a good sign. It's just not your season.
Nope.
When moths fly into your ear like they did with Matt Holliday last night.
There's no doubt about it. We interviewed Shane Carter, Rantoul football coach. Talked to him right off the top of the show. We're efforting Mike Allen right now, a GCMS coach. He's going to hopefully get on the phone with us here in a little bit, and we'll talk about Gibson City, a team that Coach Allen has led to 7 straight years in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a Paxton grad, went over to Gibson City, and he's had a good program over there. A couple years ago, we were in the semifinals with Michael Romshek, who was one of their all-time leading rushers, Stephen Burt, who is not only a great football player, but a good wrestler as well. So, I mean, they have a lot of kids with a lot of experience, got to the playoffs last year. So, I know they were a young team last year, and hopefully maybe they can improve on that. They were 6-4 last year.
Okay, 6-4. As mentioned, 7 straight years in the playoffs for Mike Allen and GCMS, and Coach Allen joins us now. Coach, 7 straight years, that's not a bad little record to fall back on, huh?
We've been very fortunate. I had a lot of talent and a lot of luck going our way.
I noticed, Coach, your first 3 years at GCMS, you didn't make the playoffs, but now again, that 7 straight run, was it you? Did you just figure out how to coach or what? What's going on here?
Yeah, I think so. But a lot of people think that. No, you know, we started off 0-9 and 1-8 and 3-6, and you know, it took a while to get kids thinking the way our philosophy and some of the things we wanted to do, and we, like I said, we've been blessed with a lot of talent and a lot of good kids.
Yeah, Coach, when you talk about the players buying in, is that getting to the weight room during the summer? What kind of things do they have to buy into?
We always talk, especially after that last game of the season, we point over if we're at home and say, that's where you win ball games, and that's our weight room. And we really push the weights a lot with our kids and just the attitude. Going into year 3 or 4, we really didn't know how to win that much, and it took an overtime game, triple overtime game against Moments for our kids to really gain confidence in themselves and the coaches, and from there it took off that year.
Talking with GCMS football coach Mike Allen. And Mike, I mean, it seems to have worked. You seem to have a culture there with GCMS where they expect to win.
It begins with our youth football program. We have a lot of good coaches down there. Teaching the fundamentals and getting the kids to have fun and to enjoy the, fall in love with the game of football. And that carries over into our high school. And we've, that's been a lot of, great success for us with that youth program. And then coming in as freshmen, we don't care about winning or losing at the freshman level. We want kids to have fun, to learn the fundamentals, and want to come back and play as sophomores.
And, Coach, I covered you a lot, that 0-9 team that made it to the semifinals. It was just one of those special teams. And that's why I got to say I was kind of surprised last year when you guys went 6-3 during the regular season. You lost, Michael Romshek, Stephen Burton, a number of those guys that made that class so special. But you're still able to make the playoffs. So just talk about how big of an accomplishment that was for your program last year.
That was a big accomplishment. We had 5 seniors, 4 of them played. The year before we graduated 17 seniors. So, to have only 4 seniors playing last year and with it being a young team, a lot of people didn't expect much out of us, but our kids really worked hard. Once they got the taste of that, people realize we came in town. That year we lost the semifinal game, and we had people lined up downtown on both sides of the streets. As our bus came downtown, they had signs up, clapping, just showed appreciation for the hard work and what the kids had done, for the football program and the community. And the kids really, saw that and really wanted to continue, getting to the playoffs and having good seasons. And, we're 7 seconds away from making it to the second round last year.
Visiting with head football coach of GCMS, that's Mike Allen. Well, Coach, make me a believer this year. What are your strengths on this team? What are you looking for that could really lead this squad back to the playoffs?
A lot of leadership. We have, I think, outstanding leaders. We named captains yesterday. One kid that has played since his freshman year is J.J. Gardner. offensive, guard. He's played center, defensive tackle. He's been an all-conference defensive tackle for, his sophomore and junior year, all-area player. Our strength is going to be our running game and our offensive style. That is what we've done. Hopefully we'll continue. We have three very good backs and Trevor Smith at our fullback. He goes about 5'10", 240. Then our tailback is Jordan Schultz, and our wingback is Cole Lush. And all three of those guys are very good runners. And then with our quarterback back there, Zach Kirby, second-year starter for us. Have some experience back there, and kids that are able to run the ball and block as well.
And, Coach, your schedule always starts off like Illinois used to have it, a rivalry game. Illinois at Missouri. You have Paxton Buckley-Lota in week one. That's Friday night at 7 o'clock at Gibson City. And I know the PBL opener is especially special for you because you're a Paxton grad. Just talk about how that rivalry, I know it goes in cycles a lot, but it still seems like both towns really get heated up for that one.
It is. It's over, well over 100-year rivalry. This is last year we're going to play each other the first game. For a while, with our conference schedule, we had to move it to, I believe, week four or five. But, well over 100 years old. The thing is, the kids are getting to know each other more now. They play a lot of stuff as junior high students growing up with basketball or baseball. So they know these guys pretty well. And the rivalry is not as bad as it was probably in the 60s, 70s, 80s. But, still, it's a game that a lot of pride's on the line with Ford County, only two schools in Ford County. So there's a lot of competition. It's a lot of fun. And, always look forward to that first game with them.
So you're not going to wake up on Friday morning and the field's going to be all messed up, is what you're saying? Like it could have been back in the 70s and 80s.
Well, I hope not. You never know, though. We keep our fences locked pretty well, so hopefully we keep everybody off of there.
I love it. Wrapping up with Mike Allen. He's the head football coach at GCMS. And, Coach, I believe it's the Heart of Illinois Conference. Fill me in on your schedule. What do you think? What are some of the highlights?
After PBL, we go to Hayworth and then go up to El Paso. And El Paso is going to be the team, I think, our conference to beat. They have an outstanding quarterback and a running back in Muhammad Abed, just a kid's a stud. And, those two. And then with Deer Creek Mackinac, they lost a lot, from their great team last year. But, they're very well coached by Joe Blimboom. And, I expect them to be well. And then we have Tremont and Flanagan, Blue Ridge. We have our schedule. Heart of Illinois is a very tough schedule,
sure.
I believe. And, we don't play Leroy, but, they're going to be an outstanding team, again this year. So, the schedule is one of those that you have to play, prepare and play every week and can't take for granted anyone in the conference.
Well, it took him 3 years, but Mike Allen finally figured out how to coach, right? Coach, thanks for having some fun with us. We appreciate you coming on, and good luck this season.
Thank you guys very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, All right, we appreciate it. And I'll tell you this. This is one neat thing about doing these previews about the high school is that, for a guy, again, that grew up kind of in that little Oak-all, I didn't really pay a lot of attention to the Paxtons, the Gibson cities, kind of the northern, if you will, in our central
quadrant.
Illinois region.
Right, Illinois.
The northern quadrant of central Illinois. But I think it's cool because now it's what I'm learning, and I hope our listeners are learning, what are some of these big games to look for every Friday night? And you hear then about Paxton, Gibson City. Now you know kind of the behind the scenes of the Gibson City coach is a Paxton grad.
Right.
That makes it cool.
And I covered Paxton and Gibson City for a year or two. And, yeah, that's a game they look forward to all the time. And it's interesting because in the 90s, PBL owned that rivalry.
Right.
Now GCMS has owned it pretty much lately. So it's gone. It's been a cyclical thing. And you can go back to the 80s when GCMS had kind of an advantage. And you go back to the 60s and 70s when Paxton kind of had the big advantage.
And that's
what makes high school football fun is those rivalry games.
I could do this every day. I could interview high school coaches every day. Because you know what? You can feel you hear the passion in their voice, not only to make their kids better, but to win games. And it's just fun. And that's what I've always said. People ask me, do you miss doing television? When I was in TV, do you miss doing TV? And I said, there's a couple of times during the year that I really missed it. One was the Big Ten basketball tournament. Loved covering that thing. 11 teams there from teams you don't get to see every day in person. The other thing was that first Friday night of football.
Because
you still had shorts on. It was still nice enough to where you'd go out there in shorts and you'd get to roam the sidelines and watch these kids play football. And I'm telling you, there's just something about it. And I think everybody would agree that, that as a fan, that that first high school football game, that really brings a town together, and it's fun.
And I think a lot of us in the media get into this business to cover college, to cover the pros. You know, you had these aspirations that you're going to be in the Major League Baseball clubhouse, and we've had the luxury of doing that.
Yes,
we're
down
at spring training, you know, being around these college kids, we have the luxury of doing that. But certain things that you miss about high school sports is just being around these kids where I know we always throw out there that it's innocent, but it is. It's because these kids, all they want to do is play football and win for their team, and it's unbelievable to watch these kids. And then you throw back, to yourself, and you say, oh, "Man, how good of a time was this? These kids are having so much fun." So it's always good to go back. And I mean, prep sports. I mean, everybody, even if you don't like sports, I mean, usually if you have a community, you have a
That's
good school that you come from, you root for that team, and you're there Friday night.
Well, when you're a terrible athlete like I was, high school's as far as you're going. So that's what makes it even better.
That's why we got into this business, so we could hang around for a while. Well, we're not done with high school preview. St. Thomas More coach Dan Hennessy is going to join us on Thursday at 3 o'clock. And then St. Joseph Ogden coach Dick Duvall right after him, about 10 minutes after him on Thursday as
Okay, so we've got a lot of stuff still coming up. The season, of course, kicks off Friday. I still can't believe it, but it's here.
And we've almost talked to, I think, almost every coach in the area. You know,
That's
there's
awesome.
A couple I'm waiting to hear back from, haven't heard back from, but we've almost gotten all of them. And if you missed your coach, you can go on myconnectfm.com, click on podcast, and just scroll through all our podcasts there. You'll probably find your high school coach there.
Sounds good. All right. When we come back, we're going to give away some Cardinal tickets. I think Jeremy's got some trivia questions.
Yes.
Since I messed it up last week, I'm done doing the trivia.
I gave you some suggestions that we actually know the answer to.
Okay.
Instead of just throwing Rafael Belliard out there, even though he didn't play for the Cardinals in 2006.
I saw some of the Twitters back to me about that great second baseman of the Cardinals, Rafael Belliard.
Yeah.
That was my bad.
You tweeted, by the way, today.
I did.
Yeah.
You reminded me to, but I did.
And it was a solid tweet.
Okay.
That's why I want you to tweet more often. You have good thoughts. And it was about the Cardinals, and I'm sure we'll get to that, too.
We're going to talk about the Cardinals next, give away some tickets, and then Tyler Griffey of the Illini basketball team should be calling in, we hope, about a quarter till in this hour.
Yeah, we have a trivia question for the tickets, but if you want to bring something up, a topic, or you want to talk Cardinals, you want to talk Illini, anything you want to talk about, 217-359-2255, 359-2255. Our phone lines are open.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.